I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's time for some Jared Sandler here on The Fan as you have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. And we had pretty big news, guys, earlier on. Nathan Eovaldi reportedly or confirmed out for the season with a shoulder strain of some sort. So we'll get more details here from Sandler. But just my initial thoughts, guys, the degree of difficulty turned up, and if you weren't out already, this might have pushed you over the ledge as we get the report now here from Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Buddy, how you doing? We got you.
Oh, you guys got me? Can you hear me?
Yep, there he is. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow. What happened with Eovaldi in the shoulder?
Yeah, strained rotator cuff and, out for the year. They said likely out for the year, so we'll see. So, unfortunate, but, I don't know. Kind of a nut kicker, you know? I was just talking to some of the guys, and it's like, you know, in my 12 years, I'm trying to think of injury news that, like, hits you, where it's like, dang, you know, you feel terribly for the person, you feel terribly given the situation. And, you know, I remember when Prince, announced his retirement, that was just like incredibly emotional, and seeing him get emotional about not being able to play the game. That was a tough one, but you know, this is tough too. Cause we talked a lot about, Kevin Pillar made his comments about guys and, just the mood he got, the feel he got. And you know, like we said, he's entitled to his opinion, obviously, but I think, you know, Kevin would probably acknowledge that, you know, regardless of how he felt that, you know, if there was one guy in that clubhouse who it's like, yeah, this guy shows up, he posts every single day ready to, you know, do whatever he can to help the team, it's that guy. And you could just kind of see it in Evo's face when he spoke to us. He was pretty upset. And so you feel for him. And it's obviously, you know, I know a lot of fans don't, you know, they just, you know, how is this going to impact the team? And I get that. And unfortunately, it's not going to help the team. This is going to make it a lot more challenging for them to go, get to that 86 win mark that we talked about yesterday, no doubt about it.
Hey, Jared, are we to the point of just kind of as a clubhouse saying enough's enough? I mean, I don't mean giving up and all that, but just all the things that group has gone through the entire year, that it's just like, and I'm not saying they're going to quit or anything like that, but like, it's just like, what else can happen?
That's a great question, Brad. I mean, I think this is where, you know, the unquantifiable resolve of, you know, a locker room or a clubhouse comes into play. I mean, you know, they could use this and they could say, hey, you know, the baseball gods are, kicking our ass right now. They've lost Simeon, Carter, Gray, and Evaldi for the season in the last week. You know, I guess there's a chance Marcus comes back right before, but let's just say for the sake of the conversation, they've lost those four guys for the season the last week. You know, they can look around and they could take it to the house and say, all right, you know, hey, it was fun. We had a nice run. Or, you know, they could look around and say, screw this. You know, we got 29 games left. We may as well play them. Let's go and let's try and make it so that Marcus can play this year. Let's try and make it so that Evo can come back, which sidebar for people wondering, if the Rangers made a deep playoff run, Evo would be back. I'm only sharing that, you know, I'm sure some people are rolling their eyes out if they make a deep playoff run. I'm sharing that just to give people an idea of the timeline of his recovery. He doesn't, as of now, you know, what we know is he doesn't need surgery or anything like that. So if this was earlier in the year, he'd obviously be able to return. But anyway, yeah, you know, I guess we'll find out how they respond. You know, it's obviously, you know, it seems like blow after blow the last week. And if it's tough for them to respond and bounce back, you know, who am I to say that wouldn't be, you know, a likely path, because it's tough what they've gone through. But, you know, I would love to think that they would bounce back and show some resolve and try and kick some ass.
Well, with that 1.73 ERA through 22 games, I guess the 22 games is what might say that it's not the greatest single season in Rangers pitching history. You've got Fergie Jenkins, Nolan, you, Darvish certainly had a great one. But when we reflect back on this year for Nathan Eovaldi, it's got to be up there amongst one of the best performances we've seen in as a Texas Rangers pitcher all time.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, hey, listen, this team's never had a Cy Young Award winner. And I think Evo was probably, the reality is, probably not going to get there, but, you know, I think, at least in the conversation, right. You know, at least someone that, you know, would be, up there probably would finish runner up to Scooble, and it's just a little bit of a bummer that, you know, it's not going to be able to see that one through.
Does this have any bearing, you think, on the decision to skip starts or shut DeGrom down?
If they end up out of it, yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Just say they have a bad next week and all right, it's just not going to work out. There's no reason at this point. I mean, I'd say this, obviously the season itself isn't what people wanted, but this has been a great year for Jacob. Just the fact that he has basically made every single start except for the start that was skipped in Kansas City. And this is a great building block upon which to progress towards next year. Now, I think he's fully prepared and able to keep going. But I do think if it gets to the point, Gavin, where the Rangers aren't, you know, going to be, a legitimate contender for a playoff spot, there'd be no reason to keep him going.
What went wrong for the offense last night?
Yeah. Well, Jose Soriano was pretty good, but you know, they just didn't seem like they were really able to square much up. You know, he's got a nasty sinker, but you know, what's interesting and you know, I'd always love to know why the approach is what it is for, you know, a pitcher, but he kind of went away from what his typical pitch mix is. You know, he threw more curveballs than what we're used to seeing and, you know, really mixed it up well. I don't know what the scout was. The Rangers have seen him. I think that was the fourth time, right? So, I think that cat and mouse game kind of dictates, you know, whether or not you kind of go back to the well and do the same of what you've been doing or whether you try and mix stuff up. And the Rangers have gotten him this year, but, you know, he's had plenty of success against the Rangers. He's kind of a young, inconsistent pitcher who has great stuff. And you see him one night and you're like, wow, like how does anyone score off this guy? And then you see him the next start and you're like, gosh, you know, he's not look like the same guy at all. But unfortunately, they got the good version of Jose Soriano. As I say that, I understand that people are, they're going to hear that and think, gosh, you know, I'm tired of hearing it about the pitcher. It's, you know, why not our bats? And I get that. I think at times maybe the bats this year have played pitchers into favorable spots. But I don't know what exactly last night. It did seem like he pitched well. There have been times this year where guys have put up good numbers, and unfortunately they just, you know, pitchers who have had a good start, but maybe like the start itself just didn't look that great, and it seemed like maybe the Rangers gave him some gifts. That really wasn't the case. You look at the chase for last night, stuff like that. They just weren't able to square him up, and hopefully they can come back and have a good night tonight, because obviously just from a morale standpoint, coming back, having a nice win tonight would be a huge boost.
Jared, how critical do you think this next 4 to 6 week end of season stretch is for Josh Young and his future with the organization?
You know, Zach, I would hate to think that, you know, such a significant conversation or decision would rest on 4 to 6 weeks, but we're human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if he sprints through the finish line, I think it's less about, hey, what numbers does he put up, and more about what it looks like while he's putting them up, you know? From a process standpoint, is he doing the things that they would like him to do to show the consistent progress that, hopefully would be able to sustain throughout the course of the season? I think a lot's on the table. This is now the second straight year where the Rangers offensively, no matter what happens the rest of the way, whether the Rangers make the playoffs or not, it's going to be the second straight year where the offense has not performed up to the expectation. So I don't get the sense, and you guys talk to Chris Young every week, I'm sure you guys would agree, he does not seem like a complacent person whatsoever. So I would imagine that there are going to be changes and that a deck will be reshuffled to some degree. And, you know, he's not just going to roll out the same group and hope for better results. Is Josh Young a part of that conversation of potential changes? I would imagine, you know, almost everyone is a part of that conversation. But I think the decision is more than just a binary, do we want him back or not? I think it's, what can we expect out of Josh Young when we go into this offseason? Let's say Josh Young is our starting third baseman. But can we expect him? Is this a guy that we can expect to be a middle-of-the-order bat? Or are we looking at, hey, Josh Young's our third baseman, but he's a guy who we're probably going to have hit the bottom of the order. He's a guy that, you know, we think really only is going to hit lefty. You know, I think there are a lot of elements to the conversation, and how much 4 to 6 weeks can change that. You know, September baseball can be a dangerous judge, but I think it's more process related than it is end result related.
There's no way the ownership decides, hey, it's time to go more developmental and get back into that like pre-stadium mode that we were in, where we're waiting for, you know, the prospects to come around to get us close and then start spending again?
Gavin, I mean, there just really aren't, you know, they don't have that farm system right now where they've got, you know, a bunch of guys who are near major league ready. I mean, I know everyone's super excited about Sebastian Walcott, and there's no reason not to be excited about him. I don't know that Sebastian Walcott, I mean, I don't think Sebastian Walcott is a major leaguer on opening day next year.
No.
And he can obviously play his way to being a major leaguer if he has a good year, but there's a chance that, you know, it's not until 2020, what's the 25, 26, it's not until 2027. And he'd be 21 years old, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Like if he doesn't make his debut until 21, you know, no one's upset or concerned about that. So I just don't think, I think a lot of the strength of the farm system is more lower levels. And so I don't know.
I was just thinking, like, intentionally taking a step back, like we could spend another $100 million and end up in fourth place again.
Yeah, I think it's a great, fair question. I think if they were to do that, then you would see a lot of changes, because so long as you've got Eovaldi and DeGrom and, you know, Corey Seager under contract, I think it would be a tough justification to the ownership. And I think for CY, I don't think he would look at that and say, oh, yeah, we don't have a shot. I think that you got those three veterans plus Marcus Semien, plus you got, you know, Wyatt Langford. I think they would try and figure out a way to go for it. But obviously reshuffling a deck isn't easy.
Well, appreciate you, man. I know it's a tough day like this, and we appreciate your insights and your perspective, and we look forward to the pregame coming up 6:30.
All right, fellas. Thanks so much.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. What's next, Derek?
Football's finest. We got some Cowboy stuff for you. Arch is already better than Peyton and Eli at this, plus the college football petty wars are already underway. That's next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.